very special guest. His name is John Barge. He's running for Georgia State Superintendent, or School Superintendent, I should say. He's in the Republican ticket. John, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Ty. It's good to be with you.
My pleasure. Now, since 1960, our educational system has gotten worse and worse by every measurable statistic I can find, and we've been throwing money at the problem, and it continues to get worse. John, tell us your position on that.
Well, Ty, I really don't think that more money is necessarily the answer. I think it's kind of ironic that you say the 60s, as it began to get worse and worse. That's when the federal government began to take a real active role in education with the Elementary Secondary Education Act of 1965, which the current administration is now looking at reauthorizing instead of No Child Left Behind. So that's kind of interesting parallel there. But more money is not going to be the solution. You can look at states like, and I know there's really not a comparison demographically, but if you look at a state like North Dakota that spends significantly less money per student on its education, and yet you look at National Assessment of Educational Progress test scores, they're outscoring the state of Georgia. So there's not necessarily that direct correlation between the amount of money spent and student achievement. Does that answer your question in a nutshell?
Absolutely. And I heard you speak previously, and you'd said emphatically that throwing more money at the price is not the answer. It's about quality of education. So tell us this. Tell our listeners what the responsibilities of the Georgia State School Superintendent is, or what the responsibilities are, I should say.
Well, it should be to provide the overarching vision for education in the state of Georgia. And then to work with the governor and the legislature and local school systems to lay that vision out, to provide the resources to accomplish that vision, and basically to set policy through the State Board of Education for educational systems across the state of Georgia. I don't think it's the State Department's role or the state school superintendent to pass down a lot of mandates. I think it should be more of a role of oversight and a kind of a general facilitator to kind of monitor and see what's going on.
I got you. Now, you started down this path. Let me chase it a little bit more. What specifically, as school superintendent, Georgia State School Superintendent, would you do to improve the quality of our Georgia students?
Well, in the past several years, we made some strides in the revision of our curriculum from the old quality core curriculum to the Georgia Performance Standards. And for the most part, those standards are very strong and they're rigorous. There's some tweaks that we need to do there. I think in the elementary grades, we are so concerned that a student be able to solve for X that we're failing to spend the time necessary to ensure they know their multiplication facts. If they don't know their multiplication facts by the time they get to middle grades, we're in trouble. I think in the high school, we have some real issues with the math curriculum and the integrated math 1, 2, 3, and 4 that we need to go back and revisit. There are some curriculum issues that we need to look at that we can improve the quality of education. And honestly, we've got to create more opportunities for students. We eliminated the career tech pathway to a high school diploma 2 years ago. And now every student in the state must complete the same college prep curriculum. And that's just not advantageous for our students. Not every child is going to go to a four-year college, and we need to recognize that that's reality. And they don't have to. They can be successful in a two-year technical college or a certificate program in a technical college. They can go to on-the-job training through, let's say, Georgia Lineman's College or Georgia Power. They can go into the military. There are so many opportunities out there for them that to put them all in the same one-size-fits-all pathway is not going to help our students.
John, this is Steve Rodriguez here. I had a quick question. I know that Ty or David are going to want to come back to that subject about finding the right path for our students as they graduate. I wanted to come back to the issue of curriculum. You know, I have two young ones in elementary school, and they're learning about Cesar Chavez and Harriet Tubman. It's fine to learn about them, but I'm wondering when George Washington and Abraham Lincoln are going to be learned. Can you give me your thoughts about that?
I agree with you 100%.
Right, exactly.
And those are some of the issues with the curriculum that I say that we need to go back and relook at and tweak. Not only are there some issues with the math curriculum, but there's some real issues with the social studies curriculum as well.
Right.
You know, as an example that, you know, what you just gave, but when you get into high schools too, and I speak a lot about high schools because most of my experience has been in high school.
Sure.
You know, we're teaching history thematically now rather than chronologically. That's what the new curriculum requires. So rather than, you know, start at, you know, the birth of the nation and move up, we're teaching about human rights. And then when you teach about human rights as a general theme, you talk about women's suffrage, you talk about civil rights, you talk about a lot of different things. So it really skews our students' learning when it comes to history. And so I agree with you 100%. There are some changes that we need to make with social studies.
No,
get back to some basics.
Now, John, you've been an educator. You're not a career politician. You've been an educator. You've been an administrator. So you've had an inside view of our schools for your whole career, essentially. Right now, with 62%, I'm told, of people who enter or kids who enter ninth grade graduate in 4 years. What can we do internally in schools to motivate our students to achievement? What can we do there?
Well, and I'm going to take a minute to toot my own horn here for just a second.
Please.
I work in Bartow County, and I'm the director of secondary curriculum there, and I'm starting my fifth year. When I arrived there in 2006, our graduation rate was 60%. This year, our graduation rate is hitting 82%. We've just really made some great strides to increase graduation rates in our schools, and we've done that through a couple of things that I think could absolutely be implemented statewide, and they don't cost money, okay? One is a credit recovery program. You know, a student who fails your class with a 65, okay, that student has mastered more than half of that curriculum. You know, 65 is over half. You know, let's go back and rather than make that child repeat an entire course, an entire semester, let's go back and just fill in the gaps where they missed it and make sure they get the parts that they've missed,
right.
Give them the credit, and move them on. It's called credit recovery. It gets children back on track quicker, and once they get behind in the ninth grade year, it is so hard for them to see the light at the end of the tunnel to make it to graduation.
John, we're coming up on a hard break here. I want to talk more about this here in just a second, but as we go to break, I want to keep in mind how this ties to our money. That's what the show is all about, and if we have an educated workforce, that affects our money positively.
Right.
So
right.
As we go under the break here, we have John Barge. He's running for Georgia State School Superintendent, and we're going to have more about that after the break. Back to the Ty J. Young Show. The theme, as always, is growth with protection, because it's not how much you make, it's how much you get to keep. We're talking about education, how it affects our economy in the past, in the present, and now into the future. And we have a very, very special guest today as we talk about education. John Barge, he's running for Georgia State Superintendent on the Republican ticket. And John, before we went to the break there, we were talking about the graduation rate, 62% nationwide. And I asked you what you would do to improve that. And in Bartow County, you improved that, you and your team improved that from 60 to 82%, and you were telling us how. Reiterate that a little bit for us, if you would.
Okay, what we were talking about was credit recovery, but most importantly, you've got to show kids options. You've got to give them options. One of the other hats that I wear within Bartow County is I'm the head or the chair of the Bartow County Work Ready Initiative, and a lot of educators don't realize the significant role that they play within the economic development of any community. So one of the things that we do in Bartow that also encourages students to graduate from high school is we provide the work-ready assessment for our students, and they can actually graduate from high school. We're graduating, I guess, each of the last 3 years, we've graduated 90% plus of our seniors with a work-ready credential in hand. So they can go to an employer and say, here are my work-ready scores, here's my work-ready card, and that employer can look at that and see, you know, this student has the skills necessary for the job that we have available.
Wow. Well, and I'll tell you, and this is something I want to talk about today as well, because I believe that we talk about college and making college available. And then the Secretary of Education for the United States was on TV the other day. He said we're 12th in the world in terms of people graduating from college. And their answer was to throw more money at it. Obviously, I disagree with that. And it sounds like maybe you do, too, because, you know, not everybody is suited for college. And with your Work Ready initiative, you're getting people ready for vocations. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes, sir.
So and as I watch TV, for example, we look at Orange County Choppers, West Coast Customs, Billy the Exterminator, Dirty Jobs. We watch shows like The Most Dangerous Catch. Those people rarely are college educated, yes, yet making great livings and great contributions to our society. So talk more about some of the successes that you've had with the Work Ready program.
Well, you threw a lot there. I'm trying to put it all together.
Yeah, I tend to do that. But the Work Ready program, it sounds like it's something that we need statewide, not just in Bartow County. Would you agree with that?
It is, and it is statewide in the fact that the governor created the governor's office of Work Ready, but it's not been something that every school system in the state has embraced. They've been encouraged to do that. I think you're right in that we have, for a long time, been focused on four-year college education as being the solution. You know, I'm here to tell you, I have four college degrees, but there are people out there making a whole lot more money than I do that don't have a single college degree. There are multiple opportunities out there for our children to be successful, and we just need to realize that and provide the information and provide the pathways for those students to be successful.
You know what? I love that. And you know, we'll kind of leave the subject here in just a second, but I think that is a tremendous program. And I think it's something that we need to recognize as a society that college isn't the right thing for everybody. You can make a great living. Bill Gates is a great example of someone who does not have a college degree that, and I think he's making a decent living. But
absolutely.
Yeah, I think he's doing okay. But as somebody on the inside, as we change gears here just a little bit, as somebody on the inside, tell me the effects of unions. What effects unions, teachers' unions would be in Georgia? Are there teachers' unions? And if so, how does that affect us?
Well, Georgia is actually a union-free state when it comes to teachers. We don't
praise
have
God.
Teachers' unions. We do have two teacher associations within Georgia. One is the Georgia Association of Educators, and one is the Professional Association of Georgia Educators. And they are both active politically. They both lobby the legislature for teachers. They are involved. They both have significant memberships, but they don't have collective bargaining rights or anything like that when it comes to teachers. So George is actually fortunate in that respect.
No doubt. With us today, we have John Barge. He's running for on the Republican ticket for the Georgia State School Superintendent. And John, one more question for you. And I think this is one that for Georgia business owners and Georgia consumers is a huge one. And this is big when it comes to attracting businesses to Georgia. You mentioned test scores. We're not at the very top of the country in test scores. You've talked about improving those test scores. Tell me, if we're successful in improving those test scores, what that'll mean to our economy in terms of bringing in new businesses. In your experience, having increased test scores, does that bring in new businesses, and how do you think that'll affect us?
Well, yes, it does, because when you have people looking to relocate in the community, they're going to be looking at websites, they're going to be looking at school report cards, they're going to be looking at graduation rates and test scores. You know, I would just caution folks, you know, that test scores aren't the only thing. You know, in Georgia, we have our state design test, our CRCT, and our Georgia high school graduation test. And we don't have the strongest record I guess I can't put it any more tactfully than to say we monkey with those scores. In order to raise achievement levels, I'll give you a prime example. Georgia high school graduation test in science this year. Reported for the first time in history, we have 90% of our students passing the Georgia high school graduation test in science. Well, that's because 2 years ago, the minimum number of questions that a student had to answer to pass the test was 67%. This year, it was 48.5%.
That's unbelievable.
So,
So, you know, let's not lie to ourselves. Let's not deceive ourselves. Let's just address, let's recognize where the problems are, and let's put some real initiatives in place to raise achievement. There's nothing nationally that you compare the Georgia High School Graduation Test or CRCT to. The only things that we administer nationally in Georgia, that we administer in Georgia that are administered across the nation, is the National Assessment for Educational Progress in the SAT, in the ACT. If we're going to really compare nationally, let's look at those scores.
All right. With us today, we have John Barge. He's running on the Republican ticket for the Georgia State Superintendent seat. John, tell me how they can get in touch and find out more about you and what your platform is and more information.
Okay, we've got a website, which is, of course, www.electjohnbarge.com. They can get a lot of information there. Let me say that site is being redesigned simply because we're taking a different approach from the primary to November than we did from the beginning of the year to the primary. So we're redesigning that website. There is still some information there, but be patient with us as we get that back up online with everything available there. But absolutely, that website can give you a lot of information, and there is a contact phone number and email there as well.
All right, that is www.electjohnbarge.com. John, thanks for being with us. We appreciate having you.
Thanks, John.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're